After what Jack Porter had just seen, he was terrified. He didn't know what to do. I mean, I wouldn't either if I had just heard a blood-curdling, creepy, screaming noise coming from under my bed, and then some tall figure standing through my closet, staring at me. And even one through at the window? Yeah, I'd be scared. Well, Jack Porter didn't know what to do. He didn't have anything else to do. So the first thing he did was, when he got out of bed, was step forward quickly away from his bed. He was afraid something would snatch him up. Something would reach out and grab his leg, pull him under. But when he looked up at his window, it was gone. The figure behind the tree that he saw, it was gone. He was confused. He stepped back towards the wall and in the corner. And he peered his little head over the giant wall to see that there was nothing in the closet anymore. So he stepped away and he felt that he could scream. He just felt overwhelmed, like he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. He thought that if he were to look behind him, they would just be there. And when he turned around, no, there was no monster. There was no tall figure that was staring at him from his closet. There was no wood figure standing behind the tree outside of his window. There was no creature that would make the blood-curdling scream that he heard from under his bed. But he did hear someone behind him. His heart. It was like a race car. It was racing fast. But when he turned around, it was only his mom. She turned on the lights and told him that he needed to go to bed. End of episode 1.